And meanwhile, the people we rely on to keep us in touch with journalism around the country are back for this week's Reporters Roundtable. President-elect Barack Obama is building his White House staff and getting ready to battle the economy. Meanwhile, his wife is about to shake up the vision of the American First Lady, and that has a lot of black women thrilled. We're going to start our conversation today with Allison Samuels, a national correspondent for Newsweek magazine. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
So let's start out actually with Mickey O, as some people call her.
Okay. I like that.
The woman who is, going to color coordinate herself and the children for the next four years.
You never know. Yes.
Tell me what kind of you've followed her throughout this campaign. Tell me about what you've been writing about recently.
Well, recently I just sort of wrote a story where we talked about what Michelle Obama will actually bring to the White House in terms of a different view of African-American women. We're not necessarily, unless you're Beyonce or Halle Berry or Oprah, you don't really see a lot of huge profiles on average African-American women. And I think with Michelle Obama, you have this sort of average woman who, you know, had a great job, has a husband, has kids. She's doing it all. But she's not the stereotype that you usually see on television. I think pop culture has done a great injustice to showing the diversity of black women. And I think now we have someone in the, you know, highest office that can show everyone this is what, you know, a black woman does. She balances her life, she has a relationship, and she takes care of her kids.
I want to bring in ABC correspondent Ron Claiborne. He also is the weekend news anchor for ABC News's Good Morning America. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. So we're talking about Michelle Obama. And, you know, obviously the president is the president, but the first lady has, the role of the first lady has really evolved over time. And we've seen strong first ladies with very different points of view from Hillary Clinton, now a senator, to Nancy Reagan. What can we expect or what should we be looking for from a Michelle Obama first ladyship? Is that what you call what is that what it
is? I'm not sure we would see the kind of relationship necessarily that Bill Clinton had with Hillary Clinton, but I would expect that Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, still sounds nice to hear, doesn't it, to many ears, that President Obama would rely on his wife as a advisor, as a counselor, someone to bounce ideas off. She is a talented and intelligent woman with a close working relationship with her husband. So I think that would, in an unofficial level basis, be carried over into the presidency and the White House.
When you think about how the White House press corps is going to cover a family like this, which is very much a family with two young children, younger than the White House has seen in generations, what stresses, if any, does that put on White House reporters to really deal with the fact that this is a family occupying this space, not just adults?
Well, you know, it's not just a family. It's going to be the most glamorous family in the country and arguably in the world. I think one thing that reporters have to be careful of and have been in the past is letting the children alone. These are very young children, younger even than, I believe, much younger than Chelsea Clinton was at the time, and there'll be a temptation, I think, that will be awfully hard for a lot of media organizations to overcome, to try to do stories on the children and track their movements and that kind of thing, and that can be a real burden on young kids.
What do you think, Allison? Are you going to be tracking the kids as well?
Well, no, I think, you know, I hope that they will leave the kids alone. I think that's one thing that, you know, with Chelsea, they pretty much left her alone. And I think that they will, you know, leave the kids alone. But what I'm concerned about with the media, and one thing I pointed out, in the New Town and Country, they have an article, you know, with suggestions to the potential first lady, whether it was McCain or Michelle. And one thing they asked Michelle was to refrain from using her background and upbringing as much as possible. And I read that article and I'm going, this is what I fear with the media, that there's this lack of understanding of who this woman is and who this family is. And that's going to result in some very unfortunate sort of statements and articles. And I think this is going to be a learning situation for a lot of people in the media on how to actually address, how to actually talk about a group of people, particularly black women, that aren't normally covered. And I think that's going to be a really a big challenge.
Well, Allison, Ron, stay with us. We're going to actually take a break and come back and talk to you a little bit more. And just ahead, California passed a controversial ban on gay marriage this week. What role did Black and Hispanic voters play in the tight vote, and what are the ripple effects nationally? This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We continue our look at the top headlines with ABC correspondent Ron Claiborne. He's also the news anchor for ABC News' weekend edition of Good Morning America. And Allison Samuels, a national correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So let's talk about politics. Barack Obama making his moves, appointing Congressman Rahm Emanuel of Illinois to his chief of staff. Ron, Emanuel worked for the Clinton administration. What can you tell us about his governing or leadership style, which many people have commented on?
Well, he's known as a hard dude, if you will. He's an enforcer. He takes no prisoners. He's got extremely sharp elbows and is considered very partisan, which is why you see immediately some Republicans in the House saying, you know, Rahm Emanuel is sending the wrong signal. This is a guy who's been extremely partisan throughout his career. But as the gatekeeper, which is effectively what the chief of staff is, he knows how the executive works and he can get things done. I think a lot of Republicans even respect his ability for knowing the process and being a very smart guy. I think one could interpret the signal that Barack Obama is sending by choosing Rahm Emanuel is that, you know, we mean business.
What do you think lies ahead? And I'm going to go to you first, Ron, and then you, Allison. You have an entire phalanx of people who are coming together around an Obama advisory board on the economy. He's got the former chairman of the Federal Reserve, Paul Volcker, former Secretary of the Treasury, Robert Rubin, former Secretary of Labor, Robert Reich. What do you expect will be the priorities for Senator/President-elect Obama?
I think Barack Obama has got to pick and will pick very soon a Treasury Secretary. There's a laundry list of prospects out there, including Paul Volcker. And I think he's going to have to give some kind of signal well before he takes office what his ideas are for dealing with this economic mess. And we saw the numbers out today on jobs, and they are terrible. And we got, you know, more bad news about the auto industry. Barack Obama cannot wait, clearly, until January to outline what he intends to do, at least conceptually, to deal with these problems. I think we're going to see some signals coming very soon.
Well, he'll have to, you know, definitely give us an idea of what he's going to do. But he has to be careful because, again, you know, we can't have two presidents at a time. And I think that's the problem that he's going to face in terms of putting so much out there before President Bush actually leaves office. But I think, you know, he's handling it the right way so far, making it clear that this is his priority, letting the public know that I'm not taking a minute off. I am focusing on, you know, the priorities of this nation. But I do think it's tricky because, you know, he really, you know, there can't be two presidents at once.
In normal times, and these are not normal times, that's absolutely the case. And he can't act as president. But I think the markets out there are looking for some kind of signal more than just a general blueprint.
Right.
And our current president has really been all but invisible. It's been very difficult to find this man on television. And there's also a situation where not that television is where government is made, but nonetheless, he has been notably absent. And there also has already begun the briefing of President-elect Obama on national security issues. It seems to me, Ron, that you are saying that these are unusual times and that the president-elect may have an unusual amount of power.
Well, I mean, we saw when President Bush tried to get involved in the rescue plan, went on national television, and basically his own party scoffed at him. He's a very lame duck right now. He's very unpopular, obviously, and has no real influence over the Congress. And I think that the markets and Americans and people around the world are going to be looking more at the new president and what he intends to do, frankly, than the current president.
When you look at what lies ahead, Allison, you know, and I don't want you to actually talk about this specifically, but I'm thinking that one of the things that all of us share is that we're in the media industry and the job losses in the media industry are brutal, you know, but certainly it's not the biggest industry in the country. You're seeing, you know, all just financial sector, the, you know, the automobile sector. But when you one thing we've been talking about a lot on the show is whether or not anyone mm-hmm. can turn this ship around in time for people to feel that their vote has really helped transform things. What's the sense that you get that people are willing to be patient about change?
I get the sense that on some level people are patient for change because I think they realize that we are in a deep mess and one that is going to take a minute to get out of. I mean, that was my main concern initially that, you know, he'll get inaugurated on January the 20th and the 21st. You know, people will want, you know, everything to sort of go back to sort of the way it was before 8 years ago and before Bush. But I think there is a understanding by the public, and I think we saw that with the vote for him in overwhelming numbers, that we're in a deep hole and it is going to take some time to sort of get us out of it. I mean, and I think he can handle it. It all depends on how he handles it, how he sort of, you know, presents his case and what he's trying to do and being upfront about it. I think if he does that, I think people will, you know, give him some time.
All right, Allison, Ron, thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was Newsweek Magazine's national correspondent, Allison Samuels. She joined me in our studios here at NPR West, plus Ron Claiborne, a general assignment correspondent and the news anchor for ABC News' weekend edition of Good Morning America. He joined us from ABC Radio in New York City.